Really quickly, it's pretty easy for me to get up here and echo the sentiment. This is an enormous project. The ambition that Deloitte shows through his projects, not only what's being built, but the ambition he passes down through the staff is a wonderful challenge on a daily basis. It's also a long-term vision that has us planning years and years out. We brought Martin Vasquez in today. The main reason is to really put a face with a name that many of you have heard that you may not be familiar with. He's played and coached in Mexico and the U.S. He's been with the U.S. national team. He's coached professionally in Germany. He's pretty much done everything there is to do on the sideline, and that's why we trust him so much with the development of our kids, of our youth. Justin and Jordan both played for him. Great representations. At one point this year, we had, I believe it was 12 academy players suited up between the two professional teams. So this project in and of itself will continue that development, not only continue it, but when we become an international brand, when we become an international topic of conversation, a destination for youth, it will only serve to strengthen our professional side as well. The goals we have as an organization over the next few decades, as Deloitte pointed out, is to make this the place that every player wants to be at. With Martin in charge of our youth, with the continued development and success of our professional sides, we strongly believe that this brand, this location, will become the mecca for soccer in North America. With that said, I just want to introduce Martin, give him a few minutes to speak to you and let you know who he is and what he's about. Martin?
Thank you, Greg. It's exciting to be here. You know, just flew in from Arizona, and you know, being the technical director or being the director of the RSL Academy, you know, it's a tremendous honor, and you know, excited because we're last week we started a sixth season in the U.S. Soccer Development Academy, and in the 6 years, we have been, you know, a very successful academy because of the support we've gotten from Mr. Hansen, from our GM, from Craig, from Rob, from the coaching staff. And with these facilities, you know, the support we're going to have, the opportunity we're going to have to continue to develop, you know, young talent, you know, sky is the limit. In a nutshell, just so you know, we're part of 80 academies throughout the country. Throughout the year, we compete against each other. The last 6 years, you know, we have taken the 18s and the 16s through national championships, through finals, and every year we have accomplished, you know, what we said at the beginning of the season, and that's to make the playoffs. Only 32 academies in the country make the playoffs, and, you know, over the last 6 years, we've done that, you know, over the years. You know, we're excited, we're looking forward to continue, you know, with the development of the talent we have here in Utah, the talent we have in Arizona and other places. And we have, you know, set ourselves a goal of 10 years, and what we want to do in this 10 years is to develop as many players as we can and push them to the first team. But in 10 years, you know, have Monarchs in our first team, you know, with players from the academy, so we continue, you know, with that success. We're excited to make the move. We have a great coaching staff, you know, back in Arizona, and we're all looking forward to be here and to be part of this. Thank you, Mr. Hansen. You know, we're looking forward to, you know, many wonderful successful years.
I was waiting for the next coach to get up and talk for a minute, but we're excited to be here. I want to talk a little bit about what this means to Harriman. You know, a couple of years ago, Real was making the news with the Deloitte's purchase and everything of Real and all that going on, and Gordon walked into my office and he says, hey, you hear about this Real? They're trying to do a STEM program and a training facility in Utah, and they're looking at some other cities, and he says, I want to go after it. I said, really? He says, we need this in Harriman. And he's right, we do need this in Harriman. So he made contact with Deloy Hansen. And then meetings after that, the first time I got to sit down with Deloy Hansen, if you ever spend any time with him, you'll remember one thing out of him. He's got a big vision. Very passionate and very driven and a big vision for what he does. And I was like in awe. I could listen to him for hours, and I really could, because we jumped from one topic to another. He is very passionate about everything he does. I'm glad Gordon brought that conversation into my office. We took it to council. Council says, yeah, go after it. Go get it. And, you know, you kind of think of these things, these deals you work out. So a lot of them drop through the cracks, about 100 of them. This is one we're very grateful to bring to Harriman. So, Deloy Hansen, we love your passion and vision. It's uncanny next to nobody. I've never seen so much passion. It must be the blue eyes. But he's a phenomenal human being, and he's done a big vision for this. Another thing is, you look out here, that machinery. His about his big vision. When he decides to do something, he does it. He does it big. We heard he's going to break ground out here and start cutting dirt. We said, okay, go for it. Who puts 10, 11 scrapers on a job? These are 30-yard scrapers, and that's the size of them. They're massive. That's a serious movement of dirt. So there it goes with his passion. What does this mean to Harriman? What does Harriman get out of this? You heard about the international effect, the national effect in our own country, this big building that's going to be second to none as far as clear span. What does it mean to Harriman? If you look up here, Mountain View Corridor, it's just the frontage road. The full freeway section will be put in later on, but you'll be 25 minutes away from airport, international airport. You look, Utah County's just to the south of us here. All Salt Lake County to the north of here. It's a great economic driver for us. Salt Lake Community College we built just north of here, just across the street. So you start to see how this is going to happen right here. It's going to be a great economic driver for our community, and we can't thank you enough. We appreciate it. I'm grateful my council is so supportive of this. They made a decision a while back ago that Harriman City will have a high quality of life, and we put a lot of effort into our parks, and we're going to be amenity rich. This is our biggest play for amenity rich, so thank you too. Thank you very much.
Obviously, we talk a lot about soccer nonstop when we talk about this facility, but up next is Ryan Marchant, who you heard Deloy acknowledge earlier, and then Patrice Johnson to fill in some of the details on the STEM school that will be out here, and something that we're equally excited about. Ryan?
When Deloy first approached me about opening this charter school, I was really excited about the opportunity to be able to partner with Real Salt Lake and also the Jordan School District and the opportunities that presents to us to be able to open a charter school. Deloy introduced it really well. The school is going to be a STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, and math. You might not know this about Deloy, but I learned this very quickly in my meetings with him, is that he is very passionate. He obviously, lots been said about that today, but one of his passions is education. And I can't tell you how relieved I was knowing that I would be starting this school. And if you know anything about public education, of course, I'm sure you do, and especially charter schools, so often those resources that you try to use and utilize within the school are so valuable. And any extra resource or partnership that you can have that will enhance that public education spirit for the students that will be attending this school is fantastic. And Deloy has committed to make this one of the top schools within the state. We are so excited to partner with them and the Jordan School District. They have been a fantastic partner for us. And not only have they been able to help us through this process, but we look forward to a continued relationship with them as far as serving the students. We also talk about many times within the Real Salt Lake family is having a big tent community. And that's exactly what I envision when I think about this charter school. We want to welcome everybody, no matter what their background is. We want public education students to apply to come to this school. mentioned we'll have up to 250 to 300 public ed spots. And we encourage everybody, if you want to come to this school and have something that's going to be unique and wonderful, we encourage you to come to the school and check it out. We're so grateful to say that, to be here at this groundbreaking today and to be part of this facility is beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I stay up at night, and I'm absolutely giddy about the opportunity to start this charter school and to help so many students and also to help the Academy of Real Salt Lake. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. What a great group we have here this morning. It is so exciting to be here alongside Real Salt Lake and Deloy Hansen and Lynette. Thank you so very much. As superintendent of Georgia School District and representing our school board members, of which I think Kayleen Whitelock is available, is with us here today. Thank you for the opportunity to partner with Real Salt Lake. You know, so many times we are looking in education for innovative ways in order to inspire our young people onto greater heights. And Deloy Hansen and Real Salt Lake are going to give Jordan School District just that opportunity. We are just so grateful that we have someone here who recognizes the need for our young people to be educated in a very innovative way, and not only recognizes it, but is financing it and helping a school district who is rapidly growing and not flush with money. But we're going to be able to do some blended learning and some STEM activities with these young people. Deloy gave us the charge of making this a world-class institution so that anybody that goes to this school could go to an Ivy League school if that was their choice afterwards. And I'm committed to do that, because one thing I know about Jordan School District and the people that work with Jordan School District is that they are passionate, just as Deloy is, about the trajectory of our young people. And this land that you see out here today being transformed is only symbolic of those lives that are going to be transformed over the future years. What a wonderful opportunity it is for Harriman. What a wonderful opportunity it is for Jordan School District. We have put our very best people on this project to try and figure out how do we make learning the very best, innovative, and most efficient for our young people that will be traveling all over the world. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Deloy, Lynette, and Real Salt Lake for your foresight, your financial backing, and for your passion for not only this project, but for public education.
I just want to comment on what Patricia said. What a great partnership. Jordan School District is going out for a bond, and I have been passionately involved in public education for over 35 years. Cash Education Foundation is one of my dreams. I've helped finance their debate team, and they've won 13 of the last 14 state championships with a bunch of farmers from up in northern Utah. So I know what great education can bring to students' lives, and Jordan has promised that. We will be partnering with their foundation, setting up a foundation that will support Jordan School District and their great efforts. There's a college with Salt Lake Community College that we met with Denise, the president, and Utah State, and they will break ground within the next 2 years, and we'll be part of the founding of that college. So we take an abnormal interest in Jordan School District, the Salt Lake Community College. I'll give you one last vision. Right on that hillside there, we're sitting down and planning a 600-unit apartment facility as we speak. To the south, we have a contractor from Denver that's come in with 300 wonderful homes that'll be built around the corner from this. There's a commercial district here to the side that's starting to take shape. This will be one of the most explosive and dynamic parts of Harriman, and we pledge that. We're already moving to the next step to get ready for the remarkable growth. I do want to take a minute because there's so many people here, and I'm going to read through this a little, because this isn't me. I'm just the crazy one that says, let's wake up in the morning, but then everybody else has to do all the work. And Craig, I need him to stand. Craig does all the work. This, periodically, he tells me what all the work he's doing, but Craig has led this in a remarkable way. I've seldom met a man who has the skill sets he has to organize and get things done. Eric, the superintendent, where's Eric? He's got to come forward. This is one of the greatest superintendents I've ever met. I've worked in construction 40 years. Shake his hand. If this comes out right the way it is, Eric has kept it on budget, on time, an amazing individual. My partner, Scott Oberman, and the whole team at Wasatch Commercial, Scott, I could go on. I'm going to have you come up. I'm going to have him quickly go through the construction people here, but we will have here Arik Solar. Are you here, Arik? Stand up. This is our solar partner. By the end of this year, we will have built $30 million worth of solar projects with Nick and the team. 50% of the solar of this whole the electricity will be covered by solar. So we've already got the solar plans, the roofs are ready, and we will cut our electricity bill by over 200,000 here. At Real, we already are producing more megawatts than we use. To date, we produce 40,000 megawatts that we've now given to the community that we haven't used at Real. So we're a net contributor to the drop in carbon, and that's a huge vision that we have, is we want to walk lightly on the planet. We do want to create a better world. I want to thank Broadway Media. Nola Chase, raise your hand. Nola's doing all the interior design. We've got Collins Roofing, amazing roofing work they're doing. Get that hand up again. Now the EDA team. You know, these are people I absolutely love. They have to endure me meeting after meeting, and boy, do they have to endure. Eric Migatz, Tanya, one of my favorite. Tanya has to stand up. She's weathered me through three or four projects. Peter Emerson. Is Peter here today? Kim, who's going to have a baby here in a week, and she comes to every meeting with that baby. She can stand up. Amy Schneider. She's the new torture person that she came to last meeting to start the torture. Our fan council, Andy has put together. Could everyone from the RSL fan council that's here stand up? Thank you. These are the leaders that give us the support within our fans. And I can't tell you, we formed the council this year. We rely on them. They do a remarkable job. Thank you. Frontline Concrete. Did we suck all the concrete out of Utah today? We sucked it all out, didn't we? The steel, Harris Rebar. Scott carries this piece around to beat anybody who's not moving fast enough. Number 9 rebar. So I'll let Scott just kind of go through the last of the construction, but I want to say anything like this is a community effort. I do have an absolute belief. I want to thank the Attorney General, Sean Ray, for coming. Vote for Sean. He's the best Attorney General that has ever, ever been in the state of Utah. I've met him on multiple occasions. I have seldom met a public official that takes such a profound interest in the quality of our community in such an ethical way. In a short time, my mom, whenever he comes to Logan, expects him to invite her to lunch. That's how good of a neighbor he is. So we're lucky to have such great public officials and the heavy support we've got today. But this is built because we love community. We love to see each other lifted up. There's no one tearing each other down. We say, how can we help? And that's what we do. It's easy to say negatives. It's really hard to find positives. And that's what we do, is say, how can we help each other get better? And this whole team has done a great job. Now to my partner, Scott, just to give the last thanks to the construction team.
You know, Deloitte and I have been partners for almost 10 years. And I have a term that I use, he dreams it and I build it. And sometimes I try and figure out how we're going to build it, but he is the most out of the box, amazing person I've ever had the opportunity to do business with. We have a the opportunity out here in this dream of bringing this training facility to fruition. And it does come about by a lot of people and a lot of experts in the construction industry. Sunrock Civil, Sunrock Corp, the guys from Sunrock, I know we've got several here, Ernie, Doug, and Casey, the superintendent for the civil side. He's out making sure that these scrapers and dozers are all headed in the right direction. We've moved approximately 350,000 cubic yards of earthwork because this, as you can see, this mountain moves 50 feet, drops 50 feet, and we've got to have these fields perfectly flat for our soccer players. So we've got Sunrock. We have Frontline Concrete, who was mentioned. Geneva Rock, our concrete suppliers, have been a big help for this. I had to encourage them this morning about 6:30 because they didn't have enough trucks backed up here. We have Hunt Electric, and we have some Hunt folks here, Darren and Evie, Shamrock Plumbing. I could go on and list. Nucor Steel has been a great partner. This is the first project we've done together. And one thing that I had to make sure that they understood is that, one, we don't go over budget, and two, we will finish this on time. That is one thing that we make sure, is that we do not miss deadlines. So bringing this all about takes a small army and a lot of orchestration. And I've got the best superintendent that I've worked with. He is excellent. Eric Waite will be riding herd out here for the next year. So next fall, we'll turn this over to the city and to the RSL team to be able to enjoy.
Alrighty, Scott didn't mention it, but there's a couple facts and figures I think that deserve mentioning to put into perspective the scope of what's happening out here right now. We've had nearly 200 cement trucks humming since 5 a.m. this morning. They'll go to about noon, installing 13,000 cubic yards of concrete. It's just a phenomenal scope. So if you get a chance, the gentleman will make sure you don't cross certain pylons, but go check out these fields, and you've seen the renderings on our website. We'll have plenty more facts and figures for you later today to just really kind of understand what's happening here so quickly in the 134 days since we last played the Colorado Rapids and made this announcement at Rio Tinto Stadium on April 9th. And then obviously they're coming to town Friday night. So we look forward to seeing everybody there at Rio Tinto Stadium.